Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
You can tell him. Okay, Shavua Tov. Baruch Hashem, I wanted to say it's our tremendous privilege to have Rabbi Daniel Kalish here. Baruch Hashem, he's Rosh Hashiva that all of his Talmidim love him, has hundreds of Talmidim all over, and has impacted a tremendous amount. And Baruch Hashem, more than a year ago, we were in his house, and he was able to, around half an hour that we were there, had a tremendous impact, I still remember. With Hashem, we wish him tremendous hatzlacha, and we thank him that he accepted our invitation to come to our community, to school in Sotot Vodara.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to first thank Rev Cohen. I was zeicha a year ago, like Rev Cohen said, to meet Rev Cohen and his mishpacha and members of the family. And my wife and I were very moved. We met this yid, a sincere yid, a very special person. And I saw the connection to the tzibur. And I said then that I want to come here once. I'd like to, even just to connect to such a tzibur, such a sincere place. I feel very honored, and I thank Rev Cohen for giving me this chance. I thank the Tzibur for being here, so that's the first thing. I want to tell you that all the years, if a speaker would say the type of thing, like the type of lines, if a yid today just wears a yarmulke, I would get nauseous. I'm still that way. I want to accomplish. My Rebbe pushed us, was a big Baal Musar. He's a great-grandson, his wife, of the altar of Nevardik, and he pushed hard, and I like pushing. I want to accomplish, I want to do. My father is a very hard-pushing person. And if a speaker would pat me on the back, just for coming, you're so good, in my mind I would think, I want to leave. I'd want to walk out of the speech. I didn't come for that. I didn't come to tell me it's so good you're here. It's not what I came. I came, I wanted to learn. Teach me. Inspire me. Tell me new things. So if a speaker, and I'm still that way, if a speaker just says, oh, it's good everybody's here, it would rub me wrong. I do not like it. I don't appreciate it. This summer, my wife and I had the zchus. My family, my whole mishpacha, we had the zchus of spending the summer with my children's Rebbe. He's a yid, a tzaddik, a very, very big person. And I watched him, I observed him, I listened to hours of shir. The shir I would give for many years, I didn't say shir. I asked him to say shir, and I listened. And I came with my family, my son Maishi's here, and we listened to what he said, and I watched him for the summer. I watched this tzaddik, and I don't want to say it changed my life, because I'm in the middle, it's changing my life. I'm still absorbing what he taught me. But he would look at this crowd right now, and I want to tell you what he taught me before we start. I'm not ready to learn yet. I'm not ready to talk yet. He taught me, and when he said, he would look at this crowd, and he taught me that you're not allowed to start. He doesn't do things suddenly. I want to learn Torah. We're gathered. It's a Maitzei Shabbos. And we want to learn. Before there's an avayda, absorb something. He would look, I remember Tisha B'Av, people traveled great distances. And a lot of, we had hundreds of people came together, Tisha B'Av, to mourn, to grieve, to feel, to experience void, to get in touch. And he said to the crowd, before we do anything, and each person's asking, am I feeling it enough? Am I in the moment? Is it hitting me right? He said, way before then, there's an avayda, absorb. Why are we here? Look around. People came and made a trip or something. He's not trying to make a feel-good pat on the back, though it's supposed to feel good, but there's an avoida to absorb something. And I watched his own avoida. He spoke to us about prayer, about davening. And he spent the whole summer, he only spoke about the achana for tefillah. Well before we pray, we have to stop. I came here to talk to Hashem. Hashem wants me, I want Hashem. Well before we pray, we have to absorb the scene and the situation. I saw Yid, he's very close to the Amshin of a Rebbe. The Amshin of a Rebbe is somebody who moves slowly. He makes Havdalah Tuesday night. He's not being cute. He's not trying. He's trying to live the same life you and I are trying to live. And I watched. He's very close. He's close to the Amshin of a Rebbe, the tzaddik I was with. And he moves slowly. He's a slow-moving yid. Because he feels things. He's present. It would be like silly in this room right now. If we would jump in, let's learn, look around and absorb at our precious people. Absorb something. It's not a cheap pat on the back. It would still bother me if somebody would do that. But I actually have slowed my life down since I met this tzaddik. And I'm not saying because you say it, you absorb it. I'm saying, let's absorb it. Look around you. Why are we here? Why are we here? They're Yidden who care about Hashem and know that Hashem cares about us. Stop. This is not for a certain type. This is what I want to absorb. This has nothing to do, I don't care if somebody is sitting in Kollel or Rav, is learning Yom HaLailah to any type of Yid. Absorb things. Pause. To soak something in. And that's what he taught me. That's what I observed him. And that's what I want to absorb before we do anything. It might be more important than what we do in this room to absorb why we came. That's the biggest thing we could do. The Messiah Sisharim describes not to do mitzvahs bepesim, not to do mitzvahs fast, slowly. Chap what's happening. Before I met this tzaddik, I knew this existed. I remember once running home with my children. I wanted to make the Ner Chanukah bezmanai. I wanted a light on time. And we rushed and we got home, my kids, we came home and I was going to light. I'm not doing the mitzvah like this, no. No, that's... So I'm lighting and that... I need to be present. I need to be here. Remember we sang and then we danced with my children. We're going to dance. We're going to be present. I need to be here to light out luck. I need to absorb. So that's the first thing I want to feel right now. That Yidden came together late. It's late, might say Shabbos. We all had a beautiful Shabbos. We're all exerted and put in. And on a late might say Shabbos, Yidden, a big segment of Klal Yisrael, are starting Slichas, are starting. But why are they coming? Why are so many Yidden here? Because we love Hashem and want Hashem, and He wants us. I want to absorb that before we do anything together, before we study, before and we'll study. And Be'ez Hashem will learn, and we'll grab on. But we need to absorb that. If I can ask, I came with a friend who composed the song Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li. If I can ask, I came with Yehuda Krupp, and I asked before, and I did not plan, I planned on first learning Torah, then singing. This, and we'll sing together, but I need us to absorb something that we want Hashem and Hashem wants us. That's what we're saying. Our drive that we came here says something. If somebody was pressured or a different reason, that's not the masses. We are all here. We came. Levi came. He ran. He's in the middle of a simcha. He came here because we want Hashem and Hashem wants us. That's why Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li. That's why we are. Please absorb that. Then we'll learn together and we'll try to then move forward from there. But that's the first job to absorb. If I could ask you, we're going to break the order, but that's. It's the first task I want to do. If we could sing a song Yehuda composed to the Chevra, and then we'll learn some Torah together. Maybe come up, Yehuda. Come.
So I built the Buddha.
We read a parasha in the Torah today that I'd like to speak a few minutes about. As we're beginning, us Svardim are beginning to say Slichas, and a month, we're going to say a month of Slichas. I want to start our journey of Slichas. And for all of us, we're beginning Chodesh, all of Am Yisrael. Chodesh Elul, this precious month, this beautiful, uplifting month of Elul, I think there's a very good akdama from the parasha Shaftim that we read today. In the parasha, there's a gruesome, a difficult story of a dead body is found outside of a city. On the outskirts of a city, a body is found. And the question is, who did this? Who did this gruesome crime? Maybe it's riddled with bullets. And we want to know who killed this person. And the first suspects are the Ziknei Ha'ir. The Ziknei Ha'ir are the first suspects. Very unusual, shocking suspects. And the Ziknei Ha'ir are brought in and they have to testify that Yadenu Lo Shafchu Es Adam Anaki, as we didn't perpetrate this crime. And Chazal asked, Chi Ol Sal Das, is there a Havamin in the world that the Ziknei Ha'ir, the Tzadikim of the city, is there any thought that they did this crime? He also does, and Chazal tell us that what the Ziknei Ha'ir have to testify in order to be innocent of this crime, this is what they have to testify. The Ziknei Ha'ir have to say that in our city, we practice Levaya. We did not pater a person below Levaya. Of course, Achila, Chazal say achilu, we gave him achilu, include shesiyah, the eishal avram, but levaya. We didn't let this person go without being malav. In our city, levaya is practiced. Achilu shesiyah is to take care, is to care a yid deserves, the care and deserves to be taken care of. What's levaya? What's this added component that yidn do that will malav it? When a guest leaves, we walk him out. We walk him to the door. What's levaya? What's this extra that Avram Avinu was nayig? The eishel Avram, the achila shesiyah and levaya, that Avram Avinu would be malave. And here they have to say the ziknei ear that in the city, this is a city that levaya is kept. What is levaya that the ziknei ear are so makbid on? And levaya means we can care and give achila shesiyah, we can care for a yid. But that means he's a nebuch. He's an unfortunate, he doesn't have food, and we're kind, we're going like chasadim, so good. So we take care of the yid. Levaya says that this person is chashuv. Levaya is the kavod to a yid, that we're mechabed. And levaya changes everything. Achila shesiyah minus levaya could be even the achila shesiyah might even be destructive. Because you're pitying a person, nebuch. You're nice to the nebuch, the unfortunate. Levaya is that every single yid is worthy and worthy of tremendous respect. Every yid's to be appreciated. Every yid's to be celebrated. That is levaya. That a yid counts and matters. He has a whole entourage rooting for him and caring about him. And it's on the Ziknei Ha'ir that this is a city that practices levaya. It's interesting. Klal Yisrael this week, the past week, this coming week, our yeshivas, our Beis Yaakovs, our schools have opened their holy doors. And our children have gone back to yeshiva. And I picture my 9-year-old son began school this week. To me and my wife, he's precious. He's a big soul. And each child has a parent that celebrates that child. A mother called me on Erev Shabbos. This Erev Shabbos, she was crying. I did a Zoom call with her son to try to do an interview. It's Erev Shabbos, this man's beginning this week. He doesn't have a yeshiva. She was crying, my son's a big soul, and she's right. The mother sees the truth. And the Ziknei Ir are responsible that in the Yiddish shtut, in a Jewish city, each person is precious and big and significant and matters. I live on a mountaintop. We're a small mountaintop. We're 50 Yiddish families. We had a Shalom Zachar this Friday night. I love the Shalom Zachars in our city. People stay for hours. A child is born. There's a celebration of this youngster has joined the world. A person matters. The Ziknei Ha'ir are responsible in their city. And if they don't do this, they have blood on their hands, kipshutai. Why was somebody on the outskirts? Why was he walking around in dangerous places? Why was he downtrodden? Why was he down and out? The first people who are responsible is it a city where people are celebrated, the kavod, the dignity and respect of every single yid. A yid counts and a yid matters. The kavod, the profound respect for every single yid, that's a matziv of levaya. That a yid matters and is significant. All of our responsibilities are to give this to all of Am Yisrael. The only way we can give it is if we see this on ourselves. It's the only way we can give it to others. It's fascinating. The Baal HaTanya asks Akasha. He says, V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. He says, the love of oneself is natural. That's natural. Nobody has to work on it. There is such a thing called self-loathing. There are people who look in the mirror and don't like themselves. There's such a thing. But that means something happened. The natural, the organic, the way Hashem made us, the teva adam is he likes himself. She likes herself. Something went on. A person has to work on themselves and have to figure out what happened and heal and go back to a normal state of holding and liking self. He says the love of somebody else, after recha kameicha, to love somebody else, I work, I have to work hard, I have to try, I try to visualize good things. That's a worked on thing. How can you even compare the two? They're two different avas. And the Baal HaTanya concludes, he says that if a person sees themselves as a neshama, sees themselves as a soul, and as a, the kavod is the neshama, it's an ura kvaidi, David HaMelech says. Another name for the neshama is kvaidi. If a person sees themselves as a soul, the Baal HaTanya says, it's natural. You'll see another person, you'll be neshtaimim. You don't have to work on it. It's not a tough job. Let me see good, another... No. See yourself as good. See yourself as a soul. And you'll see another yid. You'll be neshtaimim. We come from the same place. Banim atem l'shem l'keichem u'neshamas. As the Ramban explains it. And he's a big neshama. I'll see greatness in him. And to this task, to be a community of levaya, that when melave yid means we have a tremendous kavod to a yid. We are makir that a yid is significant, and a yid matters, and a yid's important. There is no start to our journey of Elul without the sakara. To spend a month saying to Hashem, Hashem, Nubagadnu, we want to connect to you. We know where the start is, we're wanted. The start is, we're important. The start is our avodah matters. The start is that Hashem is very interested in each and every one of us and loves each and every, and wants each and in our entirety of our nation, the entirety of our people, a person's wanted. I remember when we rewind, I remember Simchas Torah time that we were very worried of our children. Obviously, it's been a complicated year and a difficult and a year of challenges for Am Yisrael. But I remember amongst our worries, worried for hostages, worried for soldiers, worried for Am Yisrael, we were worried about our children seeing pictures and being exposed. We were very worried about that our children shouldn't be exposed to different things that would give them nightmares that would be difficult to see. Now I ask you, I was a guy, when I was a youngster, I used to watch ball games on the radio. Thank Baruch Hashem, we had no television, there were no computers, and I watched ball games, I watched the Mets on the radio. They would make a routine pop-up, you should know the catch they made in my mind. We would watch games on the radio, that's how I watched games. So I ask us all, if we didn't look at one device we all saw on the radio, we know what's happening, we know about Yidden in a tough matziv. Why did Hashem create that picture in our minds? Avada the Yisurim themselves, but every aspect, ain't avil tzadiku, there's no avil by Hashem. Why is that aspect? And our entire nation, it's clear, I don't know the reasons, it's bigger, we need bigger tzaddikim, we need tzaddikim to tell us. But one thing I know is Hashem brought the entirety of our people to care about yechidim, individuals in a tough matziv. Hirsch Poland is a yid, Kol Yisrael cares about him and his precious family. We care, and we were mispalel, and we're mourning and grieving his patira. Kol Yisrael has learned the value of a yachid. There's a whole matziv and a war that's ongoing because of yechidim that are captured, and Am Yisrael is not willing to just forget about a yachid. Kol Yisrael, every yid matters and counts. That's a community of levaya, that's melave, I guess. When we give something to eat and drink, it's born from respect. It comes from the sugyas of levaya. We hold and understand the chashivas of every single yid, and this is the obligation and responsibility of the Zikne Ya'ir, to establish a city. This is the obligation of our yeshivas. My tefillah that I want to say berabim with everybody here is that every kid who goes to yeshiva, every girl who goes to Beis Yaakov, if she talks a lot, he's quiet, he's loud, ADHD, silent, goody-goody, whatever problems, whatever he does, what she does. Everyone counts and is chashev. It's not stam a mailin educational trick. It's an emes. It's a truth. There's a sheker. There's a lie. If one kid's not so important, he's not looked. Nope. It's a lie. It's a sheker. It's a tremendous sheker. It's not true. Each of us, every single, those of us in this room and those of us who don't come to a shir are precious and count and are avayda. And the Kiddush Shemayim, the opportunities for Kiddush Shemayim matter a lot. None of us, I have no idea, and guys in yeshiva, what their tikkun is. I have no idea. Somebody has better eyes and is able. We don't know each person's tikkun, each person's shleimus. We don't know. And what we know is that each person counts and is chashuv and has a tremendous amount to bring. And as akdama, I think it's a tremendous akdama for Yemei Slichas that we're showing up. And we're coming to Hashem. It has to come with that yediyah for ourselves. That our avodah counts. Our Kiddush Shemayim is wanted. Our service to Ein Melech B'Layam. And we have a place. Each individual has a place. We can't give this to another if we don't have it for ourselves. When we see ourselves as an neshama, as a fiery, important, precious person who matters, then we could see it in another. We can see it in others, the truth in others. At the point we don't see it in ourselves, we can't see it in others. So our obligation, all of us, to understand and absorb this, and to come into the Chodesh Elul that we count and matter a lot. Hashem wants us, each and every one of us. And every single Yid counts, and every single Yid's important. We have to be a community of Levaya, a community that celebrates. We were Malave, unfortunately, Hirsch and others, we had to be Malave in death. That's not what we want, Hashem. We want a Levaya B'chayev, we want to hug every Yid, and welcome, and recognize, and appreciate, and celebrate every Yid. This is something that is a basic of Chodesh Elul. In the Musa Yeshivas in Chodesh Elul, the main Avayda was celebrating another Yid. We have to celebrate ourselves. We're chashuv, we count, we're important. We have a beautiful place, and space, and importance. Each and every one of us, it's not our rating in school or shul or any other place. Each yid has a chashivus, has an importance, an irreplaceable importance. That's levaya, that's what it means, that you're malava out the guest, you're like nishtayman, he's a celebrity, she's so important, everybody like has an whole entourage walking this person. To understand that, we have to see it in ourselves and share this with others. I would like to pray with this chevra. We'll learn a little more Torah. We'll learn more Torah, but I want to pray with the chevra, together with an olam that understands it. People came on a Maitzei Shabbos to learn, understand their own value. Let's pray together, Ashiya Samecha. It's a prayer, for sure. It's also a celebration. It has a song that has a happiness to it, because it chaps also, we're Amecha, we're Hashem's people. We ask Hashem, Urim, Pastor, Klal Yisrael, lead them, take care of Klal Yisrael. You want us, you love us, you're into us. V'nasim, raise them up at Olam for all eternity. So I want to pray together. With the chevra that gets it, I want to pray, but with the commitment. With the commitment, we're going to understand our own avodah counts. That's like the aschal of any avodah of slichas. Any, it's not, it's just the aschal of my avodah. I'm wanted here. I'm wanted. Hashem wants my avodah. He wants my avodah. The Bar Dechava, at my Seder, the Lela Seder, I try to prepare for a long time, and I decided I'm just giving over the Bar Dechava at the Seder. It was a Levi Yitzchak Seder. And I want the Chevra to know, he speaks over and over that there's Avayda of Zeis. Zeis is the Bechina, Hashem is Zeh, is Lash and Zachar, Hashem is the creator, is everything in the world, creates, gives us everything, Zeh Keli. Bechina of Zeis is Lash and Nekeva's receiving. And Hashem is Bechina Zeis, that he wants our Avayda. The Bardichev spoke about this tons, that Hashem wants the avodah of every yid. He wants my shahakol. He wants me to say, Baruch atah Hashem elkeinu melech haolam shehakol nibdvarim. That's b'china zeis. Hashem is the mekabel. Zeis. And the eis Hashem is a zeis. It's like a neis. But Hashem wants my avoid. The eis Hashem. He niflois b'nein with a pelatas. But that's b'china zeis. I was talking a lot from different mekabirists about this midah. I would do it. I don't know how. Thank you so much. I was talking about b'china zeis at the Seder. In the middle of the Seder, a beautiful Yid comes to the Seder. Beautiful. My kids went wild. The Yid's a tzaddik. He's a Baal Yisurim and a tzaddik. And we all went wild. And he's a chazan as well. And he came to the Seder. Mamash Eliyahu HaNavi. So I said to the Yid, he spoke to him. He didn't know what the Seder was about. I said, sing for us something. And of course, he started the Bardich of his niggin, of course. The whole Seder, we're talking about Bechina Azayis and the Barditra, Meis Hashem, the Rasha, Ma Avoida Azayis. The Rasha, because he doesn't know about Zayis, he doesn't know his Avoida is important. That's the Akdama to all our Slichas, is that we count, we're important, our Avoida is Chashav, and Avoida is wanted by Hashem. It's wanted by Hashem. That's the Akdama. The Barditra would go during Elul. He would go to cities of Yidden that were vayt. This is a city of Talmid Chacham and Bnei Tarm looking around, big madrigas. I wondered, we're sitting here learning. The Barditchever wasn't in the Beis Medrash learning. He was out. He'd go to cities where Yidden weren't serving Hashem. He'd come to Shofar, he'd come packed with Yidden. He would bring yearly hundreds of Yidden to Tkiah Shofar. Makaychai, what was his secret? He knew that he counted, and he taught Yidden that they count. A Yid knows he counts, he runs after Hashem. When a Yid knows he counts, we've sung the song, the words in Shir Shir Mashcheini, pull me close, let me know I count, acharecha narutz, I'll run after you, Hashem. I know I count. The Barditch would go out, and he would make it clear to Yidden with his eyes, he'd look at a Yid, and the Yid knew he count. He'd be mechabed a Yid, because it's true, it wasn't a trick. It wasn't any trick. He'd see a Yid, he'd lose his mind from the Yid. A Yid, he'd go crazy, and the Yid would follow him. They'd go to Tkiah Shofar together. The Yid who was a God-fearing Yid. That's what would happen. Because the Barditch was saw a Yid, and he saw a Yid. He knew what a Yid is. He'd be neshtoimim from the Yid, and they'd walk together, the two tzaddikim, would walk together for Tkiah Shofar. So our charge of us all is to see, understand, each and every one of us. Me, this is not for somebody else. Me, techap. I went a number of years ago. I went into chinuch. I thought I have a chiyus, and I thought I was an empty can, I promise. But you know, I'm a chiyus, and I learned a lot. I liked davening, but I didn't, and I met guys, and they introduced me to my soul, to my neshama. I found out I'm an neshama. Changed my life. We're souls, fiery souls that want Hashem. That's the ikar start of our avoid of Chodesh Elul. We're big neshama, big souls that want Hashem, that are interested in serving Hashem, pashut, and Hashem wants us badly. Hashem wants us. Each kol yachid v'yachid is wanted, is important, is chashuv. See ourselves as such because it's emes, and then see another yid as such. This is the start of our avoid of Chodesh Elul. This every year is mechoyev the zikne year. If they have a city of levaya, if we're not teaching this and showing this, if our schools only have that a certain percent are stark, a certain percent are strong, we're not keeping levaya very, very. Then we're responsible for the corpses. Then we're responsible for those that are falling away. If we're Noyig Levaya, in our city, everybody counts. Everybody's important. It's not a shallow thing. If we're Noyig like that, so then of course, then people come running. So let's pray together. Yod, let's pray together, Ashiya Samecha, and then we'll learn some more Torah. You can start it up.
Right. Oh.
I wanna share with the Chevra. I was just Zaycha together with my family. I'm coming like a few days. I just was Zaycha to walk my first child to the chuppah. And I wanna share with the Chevra. I wanna share with the Chevra something that's on my mind, mamish, for the last few weeks, and something relevant for us all, for Elul, for all our lives, something about Am Yisrael. To experience the Afraf, the Chasana, the Sheva Brachas, I'm just overwhelmed by the amazing order of things, the Seder Advarim of our Torah, of Chazal, of Minhage Yisrael, I'm overwhelmed what happens. People come together ready from the Afruf. People coming together, the whole community comes together. It used to be the Minhage Yisrael, I never laugh at Minhage Yisrael. The Afruf is a chiv of the Chatan, has a chiv to get an aliyah, and the shuli gets an aliyah. But Am Yisrael and everything's exact by our people. We're a beautiful people. And we're making bigger and bigger celebrations, and their reasons. Their reasons, Am Yisrael is smart. And we're making bigger and bigger things, and the offer of so many people walk in. People walked miles to come, to wish Mazel Tov, to join the celebration, to be part of the whole Matziv within the Tchum. But part of the whole Matziv, it's one city, but to be part of the Matziv, there's another side of the city 3 miles away. It's one city, and Paiskim Paskim, it's one Tchum. People came miles to join the Chassan and celebrate. And this whole Inyan, people travel long distance to the Chasna, and Am Yisrael comes in big numbers, big tzaddikim, and gedolim, and busy people, and beautiful Yidden come so far to join in the Simcha with the Chasna and Kala. And certainly it's a tremendous Kiddush Hamayim, and it speaks about the kindness of Am Yisrael. But there's something else here. There's something else here. Now the first bracha of Sheva Brachas, the first bracha before you talk about the Chasna and Kala, you taka absorb the crowd. And you say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shakol Baru Lechvaydoi. What a Kiddush Shemayim. Rashi in Ksuba says that what's this bracha? He says, Einoi min haseder. It's not about the zivug yet. You're talking about the crowd, the Amen Asafim, the crowd that is gathered, said Rashi in Ksuba. Before you talk about the Chasim de Kala, you absorb and you soak in what a Kiddush Shemayim. Everybody's being doymet to Hashem. Hashem was a shushbin. Hashem was there to be mesameach Adam Arishon at the zivug with Chava, and Klal Yisrael was being like Hashem. Everybody's joining and celebrating and becoming part. Shakol bar lechvaydo. Everything's kvayd shemaim. Now, what's Klal Yisrael doing? Why is everybody joining? And we know this big inyanim being mesameach Chasam Mekala. The Chasam Mekala are very happy. The Chasam Mekala, Yom Chasunasa, Yom Simchas Libay. We have to be Misameach, the Chasam, is that a joke? They should go around and be Misameach, everybody. They should come to your office, I'm a Chasam. They're happy. There's this Inyan of being Misameach, and Klal Yisrael, remarkably, my father is a Rizig Amasmid. My father, I breathe, he learns. He learns Yom Malayla. My father learns for decades since he's a youngster. He made a decision at 14, a television, every room in his house. He's not looking. And for the last 65 years, he sits and learns Yom Malayla. And my father's invited to a chasna. He goes, and my family, we like laugh. I tell guys in yeshiva, like, don't, if you invite my father, he comes. He goes to every wedding. Every somebody who's mocked, but he's never a minute late. How I became his son, I don't know. I'm late to everything. But I'm trying. My father is not a minute late to a tefillah. A seder, he learns. He goes to every chas, somebody who counts his seconds. He tells me, Daniel, you have to speak shorter. My father's brief. Everything's quick. And here he goes to every chasna. I heard Reb Moshe Feinstein this. I heard from the mishpacha. Reb Moshe would go to every chasna. He's invited. Make it tasty. That's the anhag of Yidden. You invite Yidden, come. I couldn't believe it, my wife and I. A friend of ours, Josh Zajczyk, he drove to Chicago, him and his wife, to come to the chasna. People flew. Yidden, come. Now we're vadetz chesed, and we're a kind, we're a beautiful ummah. What's happening? We're busy people. People come. And the Yisayda Advarim is, we're telling the Chasan and Kala something. Your Simcha is a Klal Yisrael Simcha. My son, after the Afruf told me, I was driving him to the airport to Chicago. He said, Tati, he's a very honest kid. Rav Ari knows him. My son's not, he's not a fluffy. He says what he feels. I was driving him to the airport. He's going to his chasna. He said, I absorb from the Afruf. It's a big thing. I'm building a bayis. I'm mamish on fire. I'm going to build a beautiful home. L'man Hashem. I feel it. I feel it, Tati. Said from the Afruf, I saw everybody coming. He said, I feel it in my bones. I'm going there. I'm going to build a beautiful home. You'll see L'man Hashem. It's a Klal Yisrael Simcha, Chasna. That's what we're telling the Chasin. Everybody stops. People travel. People come busy. We're all busy with big families, with a lot on our plates. Chasna, we all stop. We're saying something to the Chasin and Kala. A bias. That's a loyal bias to Hashem. That's a Klal Yisrael Simcha. It's not a private Simcha. I felt this. I feel this. My wife and I absorbed it. I could tell you I've already gone to two Simchas. I wouldn't have gone in the past. It's a Klal Yisrael Simcha. I don't want lip service to a chassan. It's not something you say. He learns it. This is our nation. A loyal home for Hashem. That's a Klal Yisrael Simcha. It's the Simcha of the entirety of our people. It's big. It's much bigger. The Chasna Kala, happy Zach, they're happy. The Misameya Chasna Kala is that your Simcha is Am Yisrael Simcha. There's another home that's loyal to Hashem. Kilubayne from the Chorvis Yerushalayim, there's another home of loyalty to Hashem. It's an Am Yisrael Simcha. Everything screams of the Sheva Brachas friends are making and putting together. Everything says this and says to the Chasna and Kala, it's an Am Yisrael Simcha. Why am I telling you all this? I want to say to everybody here that, and I walked away from such a thing. This is the Anhag of Am Yisrael. I want to say about our homes. Our homes is a loyal place to Hashem. It's a Mikdash Mamish. And I want us all to be mechazik. We're Elul saying, understanding and absorb, we're wanted. We're the Am Hashem, we're the people of Hashem. We're loyalists to Hashem to make our houses more happy, more loving, more patience, more beauty in the home. Since I've absorbed this, I'm trying to spend more time with my children. I drove in with my son, we're talking about the home. We spent as an MS, did we speak most of the way about the home, most of the way here. About the home, how it could be even better home. I beg the Chevra to think about our nation, where people shakol bar l'chvaydei. The anhag of Klal Yisrael and Chasnas is wild. We're an amazing people. I sat there by the Kabbalah Aspanim in Yeshiva Bayas, and I want to bring this back to Klal Yisrael. Kabbalah Aspanim is not a time to write documents. By Yeshiva Bayas, the Kabbalah Aspanim is like Kodesh Kadashim. The singing, this. Historically, before the Chuppah, there was the Chasn used to speak. People speak, say Devrei Torah. I'm not saying to do that, I'm not saying that would work. By us, by me, sing and be present. Don't force anything. I read in the Degel Machne Ephraim. The Degel Machne Ephraim says about the moments the Kabbalah's Panim that there's Mechilas Avoinus Lachatan Vakala V'chola Nilvim Eloim. And everybody who joins with them has Mechilas Avoinus. There's no Averis. It's Pasha like that. I was at the Kabbalah's Panim. Nobody had Averis. We all have no Averis. Zero. People are zustelling, are nitfal, are joining in a place for Ashras, Ashrina. There's no Averis there. The Degel Machne Ephraim says, Mechilas Avoinus, to everybody who's part of the Maim, Kol Anilvim Aleim. All the people involved are sitting there. There's a Chatan, he's about to get married, he's building a place, a loyal place for Hashem. There's no Averis there. He has no Averis, and all the people sitting there. Reb Tzvi Meyer in Eretz Yisrael tells people struggling in Yoni Kedusha, sit by your Kabbalah's Panim. Just sit there. You know the person, you don't know, just sit there. Join in. The Degel Machne Ephraim, Mechilas Havainas. I sat there by the Kabbalah's Panim. It was like Neil, it was Kodesh Kedushim. People are joining in. Somebody's building a home. It's our simcha. It's Klal Yisrael simcha. Kabbalah aspanim already prepared. Historically, I'm not minig Yisrael's kodesh. Historically, Yidden didn't sit b'shas chuppah. In America, it's the minig to sit. There are reasons, the quorum. There are reasons. I never make fun of a minig. I try. If it's standing room only crowd, I'm standing. Sit here. Please don't offer me a seat. I want to stand. It's the middle of Hashras Hashchin. It's a chuppah. Okay? I'm not saying we shouldn't sit. In Eretz Yisrael, they stand. America, every never knock a minig. The reasons to sit, it creates a certain decorum, there are probably good reasons. There are good reasons. You didn't do it, there are good reasons. But Hashras Hashchina, a home, they're making a home, a place. In this space, people are loyal to Hashem. I want to be mechazik, Rabbi Yisai, beg the chevra to have more common, or more song, put on a little more music. My sister, she lives in Eretz Yisrael, her husband, they're always playing nice music in the house. To make the home, it has to be a place of calmness, of simchas achayim, of beautiful places, calm, beautiful, kind things. The Yiddish shtub is a mikdash. The mikdash, I'm a Levi, Levium sing. The mikdash has to be a place, freilich, happy. You know, there are two jobs for the Levium. There are two jobs, us Levium, are either doormen or singers, shayrim or shayrim. You can't do both. I'm going to be a doorman. Rav Ari, you're in. I'm going to be a doorman. Chevre, say you're from Great Neck, you're in good hands. You're from this shul, you're in no problem. I will not be a singer. Even though somebody told me that a bad voice is a mum, and maybe Mashiach mumim will be healed. I don't think I'm going to be a singer. I don't know. I'm skeptical. I think I'm going to be a doorman. But they're doormen and singers. It's interesting. The doorman is meant to protect. And I want to say that without the singers, us doormen are wasting our time. If it's not beautiful inside, so what are you protecting? We talk so much about protecting our homes. That's the Levium that are doormen. And certainly we have to protect. But if it's not gorgeous inside, then who wants to be there? Protectors, I'm going to keep out people who shouldn't be there. But it's got to be beautiful inside. There's got to be the singers inside. Our homes have to be calm and nice and patient and not be stressed and not be hard as much as we can. Each of us to be mechazik, we're human beings. And we have a precious, but we don't give over anything. The Gemara speaks about the three things, esharetem, erabtem, edliku esaner. That's everything we yearn for, ben adam l'chaveira, ben adam l'makam, ben adam l'atzmai. Everything we yearn for, tzarech l'memrin b'nichusa, says the Gemara Gittin Daf Ches, has to be said calmly. Nothing's given over, nothing. When there's stress and fears, that's not how anything goes. Specifically, we're in a dar that's drawn to Ava, Svarim speak about it. The dar, the ikvus of the Mashiach, is a generation that's motivated by Ava. By Abbas Hashem, an understanding Hashem loves us and we love Hashem. The home has to be a pleasant, beautiful, comfortable, happy place. And Am Yisrael understands the value of a bayis. I want to call the chevre and galvanize the chevre. I want to galvanize me and you. That it's Chodesh Elul. And we're thinking about our loyalty to Hashem. Let's be mechazik to make our homes more sweet, more calm and more nice. Included some of the worst stresses are as if it's coming from Yiddishkeit. That's kas and midas reis. To come from a place of kindness and happiness, a simchas achaim, a beauty. Everything Klal Yisrael does by chasnas, the whole anhag is we value a bias, a place of ashras hashchina. Can you imagine somebody in the Beis Hamikdash shouting at another Yid? The Mikdash, he speaks about this. The Nesiva Shalom. The Nesiva Shalom speaks about the Pnimius of Mikdash. The Chitzanis of Mikdash is a base. A Mikdash is a home. But the Pnimius of Mikdash is a place that a Yid understands he's wanted. It's a place of the Shechina. Hashem living amongst us means He wants us. That's the Pirush of Hashem of a Mikdash. The Pnimius of a Mikdash is here a Yid's wanted. Yerushalayim, which the site of Yerushalayim is the city that houses the Mikdash, Yerushalayim is Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. Here a Yid is wanted and needed. Yisrael of Mikdash is here a Yid is wanted. Here a Yid counts. Here is a Yid important. Don't push anybody. Don't come, accept, welcome, and want all. And I ask all of us to be mechazik in this chaydish elul. When befrat that the avayda, all the musa yeshivas, the avayda, the anhaga was loving yidden. We're headed to tkei hashayfer. That the am Hashem, we're mamlech Hashem and melech b'layam. So it's to bring in. The Bardichava was busy elul going out there bringing yidden in. I'm going to imitate the Bardichava. I'm just going to bring my children. You know, I'm going to bring them in by making the house that much nicer and calmer and sweeter. More, a little more music. We're going to sing a little more. It's going to be a little calmer, a little more freilich, a little more hugs. More hugs, more hugs, more warmth. That's the chaydish elul for all of us. The chaydish, a good chaydish elul commitment. More hugs in our home. More warmth. I saw a tata sitting next to his son at this year. He was hugging his son, and this man gets it. That's all I want. This whole matzav is the father should hug their sons more. We should bring in a home is big. We're a nation that knows this. It's a place of Ashra Sashchina. A basic tenai of Ashra Sashchina is Yidden making room for each other and celebrating each other and appreciating each other. It's very interesting. Am Yisrael is united. We're together. We're one. We have different shvatim, but we're one people. It's interesting. The Tanayim fascinated me, and I was looking a lot into this year for other reasons. The Tanayim is interested. By Svardim today, us Svardim don't do a Tanayim. Is that the Tzibir does a Tanayim now? It's funny that Chassidim do the Tanayim months before the Chasna. And the Tanayim is the promise that we're going ahead with the Chasna. It's one of the only Baal Shems quoted by the Noisei Kelim in Shulchan Aruch. It's the only one I know of. If you have another one, Ari, I'd be interested. The only Baal Shem quoted by the Noisei Kelim in Shulchan Aruch is that it's worse to break off a Tanayim than a marriage. So Chassidim make a Tanayim where each side promises the Chasna do months before. If you're not going to do that, it's very chomer to break it off. So then why do you do a Tanayim a minute before the Chasna? It's bizarre. The Kabbalah's Panim is like the highest moments. People are getting ready for the Chuppah, the Zmiris, the Haibin. Then we quickly write this document, the father of the Chatan, the father of the Kala, they promise we're going ahead with the Chasna. You know, while they're signing the document, they could have just gone ahead. Stop. You're promising, I'm going to get with the, just go with the Chasna. You don't have to say you're going to go with the Chasna. Instead of doing the Tanayim, just say what you, just do it. So Svaradim Taka don't do a Tanayim. Why do Ashkenazim do a Tanayim? I was very curious. I don't like religious ceremony. We're doing things. We're deep, amazing people. What are we doing a Tanayim for? So the Iker, what many Ashkenazim, the main Tanayim that Ashkenazim do, is because the chuppah is a moment of Ashra Sashchina. There's another bias for Hashem of loyalty to Hashem. So in order for Ashra Sashchina, it has to be Shalom. And the Iker of the Tanayim is both Mishpacha's promise, we're going to be in the space of holding of the other family. There's a certain space, a space of two Mishpachas that are uniting, that are loving each other, that needs that space for Ashra Sashchina. So I say to us all in our homes, they have to be places. The Iker Kabbalah of Elul is I want to be a better husband. More warm to my wife. More warm to the... More caring, more noticing, more sensitive, more present to my mishpacha. Has to be a place. Ashra Sashchina. The Shechina there, the basic Tanai for Ashra Sashchina, Shalom. That's the whole Tanayim of the Ashkenazim, this Shalom. So I want to call the whole chevra, every one of us. We're all cared. We're a nation that cares. Matayvo Alecha Yaakov. We care about the bias of a yid. We're all interested in Ashra Sashchina. We're all here for Yemei Slichas. We show up because we're wanted and we want Hashem. Ani l'daydi v'daydi li. Let's be mechazik. Our homes a more peaceful, more beautiful, more calm, more kind place. More kindness to our mishpachas, to our spouses. More kindness to our siblings. More kindness to one another. Mamish. More chesed, more care, more calmness. It's what we want, we know as a people. I thought to myself, Kalish, you run to chasna. Stop for a minute and think. Before you go to the next, we're all on our schedule. Chasna, chasna, chasna. Stop. I'm running far away. I'm going to a chasna Sunday, I'm going Monday. That's the two. I'm thinking Tuesday the yeshiva starts. So why am I going Sunday to a chasna? Because I want the chasna and kala to know their celebrations and Am Yisrael celebration because you have a home of loyalty to Hashem. Monday I'm going to a chasna. It's an Am Yisrael celebration, a home of loyalty to Hashem. Kalish, hello, your home, place of loyalty to Hashem. Let me make it more peaceful, more calm, more kind in the home. So I want to be mechazik. And Musi Yeshiva spoke in Elul about bringing in Yidden, more kindness. The main place it goes is in the home. My friend Rai Kestemel Shlita wrote in his Sefer, I have seen it in Chashuva places, quoted, that I've seen this from Chashuva sources, that the Iker Nidin in Shemaim, of the After Echam, he quoted from Chaim Vital, that the Iker Diyun of After Echam is one's mishpacha, is Reyim Ahuvim, is the mishpacha. The Iker Diyun of After Echam, let's be mechazik to our spouses, to our children, to our parents, to our siblings, of mamish more kindness, to do it, chever. The only way to do it is more acceptance of self. And no tricks. If we're tough on ourselves and we beat ourselves up, we won't have space. So we have no choice but to know we are special. We count, we matter, and have chashivas. Flaws, we have flaws. I'm going to tell a maisa. I wasn't going to say it. I want to tell you a maisa. I'm going to end with this maisa. Hashem put it on my mind. I'm afraid to say it, but I'm going to say it nonetheless. I'm going to end with this maisa. My Rebbe was nifter a few months ago. The Yom Nairaim, I associate with my Rebbe. I heard him, he was a chazan, he was a big tzaddik, a Talmud of Aaron Cutler, a Talmud of Rav Ram Yaffin, Rav Leib Nekritz, a big people. And the Yom Nairaim, I was with him. He had a beautiful voice, he was the chazan, and I was with him for many years. I'll get back why that's very important to me in a minute. When my Rebbe was nifter, my world like collapsed. I couldn't get off the floor. I was lying on the floor. I couldn't get off the floor. I couldn't stand up. And many thoughts. It's very shaking to lose a Rebbe as a rack, to think you're on a world and the Rebbe's no longer my boy. He's not here. It was very, very difficult. But I couldn't get off the floor and I had many, many, many thoughts rushing through my head, all different thoughts. Along the way, I start thinking to myself. I'm on the floor many hours. Then I start thinking to myself, uh-oh, Rebbe knows now, he knows. You're standing up, you're darshaning, you're speaking. Rebbe knows, he knows. It's Ksav Davra Kol Nishma, he's in Olam Emes. He knows my mistakes. My Rebbe is machshav me and encouraged me. Now Rebbe knows. He knows my mistakes. That was a very difficult thought, and I was like paralyzed with that thought. Rebbe knows. Paralyzing thought. So I was thinking, and I'm on the floor, and I started remembering my favorite prayer from my Rebbe. My favorite. And this prayer is the Iker lesson I learned from my Rebbe. My Rebbe was very honest to human frailty. He didn't hide his own frailty. To the point that when I was a youngster, I was unsure if he was a gadol, which later I understood fully. He was so honest on his flaws. He was so open to us talmidim, I didn't know how big he was. And there was a prayer that we say, many shuls say on Yom Kippur, and it's my favorite prayer. When I daven this Yom Kippur, I'm just with my Rebbe. I'm mamish band I'm bound, my Rebbe, in front of Hashem. And the prayer describes the awesomeness of the angels. The angels, the fire and the glory of the angels, and the frailty of human beings. Human beings are frail and forgetful and make mistakes and get mixed up and get insecure and get angry and just was so forgetful and so confused and don't remember the important things in life. And the prayer says, Avisa Sihila, but they're the ones I want their prayers. They're the ones I want. Hashem wants us human beings. And I promise I stood up from the floor. I promise you, I stood up from the floor when I thought of this. I was on the floor for hours. And I said that, Rebbe, you taught me frailty of man, and he knows my frailty for sure. I'm standing up and I know Hashem wants me with all my flaws. Hashem, you taught me that, Rebbe. You taught me Hashem wants me. Flaws, mistakes, Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, Dibarnu, Daifi, all true. And you want me, Hashem. You're interested. You want me, Hashem. You taught me that, Rebbe. I got up off the floor with a lot of energy. And I say to everybody here, flaws were human. Insecurity were human, true. And we're trying, and we're going to ask Mechila, but Hashem wants us, Avisa Sihila. He wants our prayers. He wants our Shakoni Yevidvari, ours, mine and yours, and the entirety of our people. He wants us, Hashem. He wants us, Hashem wants us. That's a premise, that's a basic of the days we're in. That Hashem's interested in us and wants us. That's the essence of these days. And my Rebbe, that fellow he used to say, I remember the tune he said, if I had any voice left, I probably wouldn't even try to do it for you. But my Rebbe would say that prayer, he described the angels, but that's not what Hashem, that's not the Kiddush Shemaim. That's powerful, but they don't have choice. Us human beings who have many places we could be, but on a Maitzei Shabbos, we're here at Slichas, because we're interested in you, Hashem. That's what Hashem wants. He wants us. Frailties, yeah. Mistakes, yeah. Loss of focus, yeah. Forgetfulness, yes. But he wants us human beings. Avisa Sihila. He wants our prayers. He wants our praises. So I'd like to sing with the Chevra from the tune of the Baal HaTanya. We absorb, we stand there on Chodesh Elul. In the beginning of Chodesh Elul, this might say Shabbos, the first might say Shabbos of Chodesh Elul. And I want to sing Keliyat of Aydeka. We thank you, Hashem. We absorb your love. We're a people amidst of difficulty. Eleikai Yeroimimeko, we're Miraimim you, Eleikai Midas Hadin, which we're facing as a nation, and we're Miraimim you. We're a people of Emunah, of great faith. But Keliyat of Aydeka, all the while, we absorb your love. We absorb your kindness. We feel you. I look at this gathering, it's such a warm gathering. We get together with friends, we get together. We're a good people, we're a beautiful people who Hashem's into. Keliyata Vaideka, Hashem, you're our God, and we thank you. We absorb your love. We feel it, Hashem, we feel it. We're coming, it's the energy. We're going to say Slichas, we're going to daven. The energy we're coming is we feel you're into us. We feel you're into us. You're into us. I'll tell you another maysa. A number of years ago, I drove 5 hours. I was deep in Pennsylvania. It was during COVID. And I drove. There was a bacher who was struggling with serious stuff. Serious stuff. He was alone by his house. A long story. And I drove 5 hours to see him. And he said, you can't come in. He didn't want to see me. Drove 5 hours. And 5 hours back, 10 hours I drove. I drove right back. 5 hours, I with my family. We had the yeshiva in deep in Pennsylvania. I drove 5 hours to his house and five, I turned around and drove him. He didn't want to see me. I love this bacher, and he told me, he texted me that I'm so embarrassed, I just can't have you see me in this matzav. He said, please let me just see you. I want to just give you a hug. You can't. And I drove 5 hours back. After I tried calling him, he said, I can't speak. I'm so embarrassed. 10 hours. Then he didn't want to speak for a long time. Yeah, I understand him. I'm Baruch Hashem, I have a wife, I have children, I'm not, the sugis of codependence, I'm not struggling that with him, Baruch Hashem. And I want to tell you that the second he would call up, I want to speak. Now, he There's Ava, there's only Ava. It's hard sometimes to absorb Ava. It's hard sometimes. I promise you, he calls up, I want to speak, I'll come right over and give him a hug, and we'll be best friends, close as ever. This Ava, we're coming to Hashem, he wants us. There's zero! There's no word, Hashem's not, he wants us, we're his people. How do I know? Because I'm a father, I know what it feels like to be an Ava. We're, Hashem's unzer atati, he's our father, Avinu Ata, he's our father. Hashem wants us. What's the, you know what the apologies I'm going to say? So I'm sorry I wasn't present to your love, and I'm ready this year to be more present to your love. I'm going to absorb it more. It's not, you know, I feel a little funny, and I didn't absorb your love. I'm ready to absorb your love, Hashem. That's the mechila. We're ready to absorb the love of Hashem. So if the chevra, if we could sing together, Keliat, it's late, it was supposed to start Slichas already. That song, Peel Off the Klipa, come, Oyo. You know that we could do this song, Yidden? You'll sing? You know, come sing with me. Dobie, come sing. Come. Whoever knows it should sing more, should sing along. Levi, let's sing along. Maish, Avari. Come, they want to see. Come up, come up.
I appeal of the creepers and sit up in the air, as a neshama. I appeal of the Shabbos.
Ribay kara masim
Shavua Tov, I thank every single person for coming and for having me at Butavach. A bracha just. Okay, a bircha. It's a bircha sadyet.
From the bottom of your heart.
It's a bircha sadyet, but it's a bracha. Really, as a shliach tzibur, I want to say that we have people here. We spoke about building the bayis. And I want to say that my son and I on the way. I said I'm coming to Mechasna, I'm going to talk about it. I want to say from the Oymek HaLev, I know many people here, and we're talking about building a bayis, and there's a tremendous choker. There's a desire by many here to build such a bayis, to find a zivug. I want to say, Oymek HaLev, I want to be mispalo to Hashem on behalf of us all. We should be zayich, and we want loyal houses for Hashem. And we're mispalel to Hashem. We ask that every single person here, every single person that's looking for a zivug, every single person should find a zivug hagen, should find a good shidduch bikarev. We should run. We should have our schedule full of chasnas, full of chasnas, and we'll go b'simcha rabba because each home's precious. Each and every single bacher here should be zeicha bikarev. To find the zivug, the right zivug, the good, the zivug that Hashem has in mind to build such a olam. Every girl is rizaycha to find the right bacher, the right shidduch, the right one. Bikarav, we should celebrate many, many, many simchas bikarav. Shavuot.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.